When Governor Rick Scott visited a local elementary school a couple weeks ago, he asked Miami School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho,
"How many students have you received from Puerto Rico, from the U.S. Virgin Islands, and are you okay in terms of budget support for this year? If you see some additional needs, please give me a call."
Carvalho says he'll take the governor up on his offer.
"I have his cell phone number. We will call."
"We'll work with each of the school districts to make sure that they have the resources to be able to take care of these students."
Scott says the state has reserves that could help. But his budget director told lawmakers in Tallahassee last week that the money would come from the feds. A senator asked Cynthia Kelly whether schools would get help educating their unexpected new students.
"That is the specific request we would make to the federal government."
Federal relief could take a while, but state leaders are working to adjust school funding mid-year. Typically, schools report how many students they have in October, and those headcounts determine funding for the first half of the school year. This year, the State Department of Education let districts choose later dates because of the influx after Hurricane Maria. Broward and Palm Beach counties delayed their headcounts for selected high schools to mid-November, and the whole Miami-Dade district waited until the first week of December. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.